This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States and Mexico moved from negotiation to implementation of their New Deal on Saturday. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, President Donald Trump was hailing the deal as good for everyone.
President Trump has been trumpeting the deal on Twitter, saying Mexico has pledged to take strong measures to reduce the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. The State Department says those measures include expanding a program that sends back asylum seekers who cross the border to Mexico while their claims are under review, and the deployment of Mexico's National Guard along its southern border with Guatemala. President Trump says that will include some 6,000 Mexican troops. The State Department adds Mexico is also taking what it calls decisive action to dismantle human smuggling and trafficking organizations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Saturday and Sunday mark the biggest political gathering of the 2020 election cycle so far, with 19 Democratic presidential candidates in the state of Iowa. As AP's Julie Walker reports, one of the issues they're facing is solving the nation's student debt crisis.
Several presidential candidates have made major policy proposals to address the crisis. Their ideas include wiping away debt, lowering interest rates, and making college free or debt-free. Buttigieg and Biden want to expand a program that forgives federal loans for public service workers. Senator Warren wants to make public colleges free and erase student debt for 75% of borrowers. Senator Sanders wants to make public universities tuition free and lower interest rates. And most of the other Democratic candidates have similar ideas. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA.